Shuis Yerushalmi corresponding to Shuis Bavli, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Tef Mem Aleph at the Mishnah. Man li biyadcha, amalei hein, ulemacha amal tenoli. If Reuben claimed a mana from Shimon in front of witnesses, and Shimon admitted, and the next day Reuben claimed it again, nosativ lecha pater, enecha biyadi chayev. If Shimon answered, I paid you, he's exempt even from swearing. If he answers, I don't have, means I never had your money, then he's obligated to pay. Man li biyadcha, amalei hein, al tidneu, ela bifnei edim, lemacha amalei tidneu, li. If Reuben claimed a mana from Shimon in front of witnesses, and Shimon admitted, and Reuben told him you must repay him in front of witnesses, and the next day Reuben claimed it again, Amala nasativ lecha chayev, mishnei shu tzarech lo litnam bifnei edim. Even if Shimon says, I paid you, he's now obligated because he needs to pay in front of witnesses. And the Gemara says, and we leave out the next sentence that was taught earlier, Mana li biyadcha, amalai hein, atitneu li ela bifnei, if you say edim, the Gemara brings the Mishnah. Reuben claimed the mana from Shimon, and Shimon admitted, and Reuben told him, you must pay me in front of witnesses, and the next day Reuben claimed it again, and Shimon said, I paid you. He's obligated because he needed to pay in front of witnesses. The Gemara says, think about it. Is the borrower not believed if he says, I paid you in front of witnesses? Tani bakapoa b'mamad ploini ploini. Akava answered that he said, you must repay it in front of Pliny and Amoni. Think about it. Is the borrower not believed to say, I paid you in front of different witnesses? Rav Abba, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Adha Ba'av, Rav B'Shem Rav, Ma'aseh Ba'alif Ne'eret Rebbe, Va'omar Yavo, Pliny, Upliny. Rav Abba, quoting Rav Hamnuna, quoting Rav Adha Ba'av, quoting Rav, said that a case occurred in front of Rebbe, and he said, Pliny and Amoni will come to say whether or not he paid. Indeed, other witnesses do not help. If one says that he bought land and says that he has a document and a chazaka, Rebbe says he must bring the document. If Shimon and Gamliel said it suffices to bring witnesses of the chazaka. If he's able to shame Rebbe Yumia, Maaseh bar lifnei Rebbe, v'hoyre. If you say Shimon ben Gamliel, if they were quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said a case occurred in front of Rebbe, and he ruled like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And should now say, if they were by claiming Rabbi Yirmiyah, my mechalfa should say the Rebbe tamana ma yodin b'shtar, acham yodin b'chazaka. If they were asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rebbe contradicts himself. There he said that he must bring the document. Here he ruled that he can bring witnesses of chazaka. Neima adeloi yachzobe. We suggest that should we say that he ruled like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel before he retracted to argue with him? Afila tema medechazave laibikesh Rebbe alamoid al amisam shel dvarim. We can even say that it was after he retracted. Rebbe didn't say that if he cannot bring the document, he loses the land. Rebbe merely wants to clarify the truth. The document is a better proof than the chazaka. Hamachzik machmas oinoi v'nimsis psula eina chazaka. If one was machzik based on a sale document, and it was found to be parcel, it's not a chazaka. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Machlekes. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that there's an argument about this. It's not like this. It's like Rebbe, who says that he must bring the document, and if not, he loses. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbi Avina Dibir Kolhi. A second opinion is of Shmuel quoting Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Avina, that all agree to this. Amr Rabbi Yosi Taman Bebar Vishtar Vechazaka Hocha Bebar Vishtar. Rabbi Yosi explained that there he said from the beginning that he has a document and a chazaka. Here he came only with a document. When it was found to be possible, he is not believed to retract and say that he has witnesses of chazaka. Amr Rabbi Yudan Taman Bebar Vishtei Kitei Edim Hocha Bekoshe Bar Yosef. Rabbi Yudan gave a second explanation. There he came with two sets of witnesses, one on the document and one on the chazaka. Here he denies his proofs. His chazaka was based on the document. Since the document is puzzled, also the chazaka is invalid. Rabbi Marinus, Haba Arev Lakalse, Vahabu Dayanim, Kame, Rabbi Chama, Abi Bar Kapoa, Rabbi Yosha, Midahoide, Amale, Yahavis. Rabbi Marinus was a guarantor for his daughter-in-law. They were being judged in front of Rabbi Chama, the father-in-law of Bar Kapoa, and Rabbi Yosha. After admitting that he was an Arev, he said that he had paid. Shalom Rabbi Chiya Ruba, Shalom Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya La Rabbi, I should say Amalei, Hameschaya Beliften, Lai Kol Hemenu. They asked Rabbi Chiya Rabba, and Rabbi Chiya asked Rabbi, and he said that one who is obligated in Beliften is not believed. My Lai Kol Hemenu, why is he not believed? We have all the shame of Yochanan, im, the Atzmoy, Mishalim, Nema, Leima, Nosati, im, the Piachirim, Lai Kol Hemenu. The answer is that we have all, quoting of Yochanan, said that if one pays by himself, he admitted before coming to Beis Din, he's believed to say that he paid. If he admitted only through others in Beis Din, then he's not believed. Rabun Bar Kahana Amar Af B'Shvuris Kain, Rabun Bar Kahana says, even Shvuris are like this. Mao Af B'Shvuris Kain, what's the meaning of even Shvuris are like this? We have Bob B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ima Adzmai Nishba Neman Leima Nishbati, Ima Piachim Leikal Emenu. We have Bob, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that if one agreed to swear by himself without coming to Beis Din, he is believed to say, I swore. If he agreed to swear only through others in Beis Din, then he is not believed.
We come now to the next Mishnah, Litzu Zav Li Biyadcha, Enecha Biyadi Ela Litzu Kesev Pater. If Reuven claimed a litter of gold, and Shimon admitted that he owed a litter of silver, then Shimon is exempt. Dina Zav Li Biyadcha, Enecha Biyadi Ela Dina Kesev, Utrisin, Upundiun, Uputa, Chaya Shiakol, Min Matvei Echad. Reuven claimed a gold dinar, and Shimon admitted that he owes a silver dinar, trisis, pundion, or putta, which is a smaller coin. Shimon is obligated to pay it, and swear that he does not owe more, because all coins are considered to be one species. And the Gemara says, Shmeine shal zav yeshli v'kif, nimsu shmeine dinare zav, shesei hawe elu shnei, shmeine dinare zav yeshli v'kif, v'halach amatza shmeine shal zav hawe elu kulim. If one had pouches of coins of Masa Sheni in Cholin, and he said, I have 8 gold pieces of Masa Sheni in a pouch, and 8 gold dinarim were found, they are Masa Sheni. If he said, I have 8 gold dinarim of Masa Sheni in a pouch, and 8 gold pieces were found, they are Cholin. People want to call gold dinarim gold, it's done, but not vice versa. And we now skip the next few lines, and it should say, Shmeina dinarim zav yeshli v'kif, הלך המרצה 50 צלע, עם 200 זוז, 200 זוז ו-50 צלע, אחר כך מרצה 8 דינאים, דינאי זהב, הוי אלו כולן. If he said, I have 8 gold pieces in a pouch, and he went and found 50 silver slime, or 200 silver zuz, or he said 200 zuz or 50 slime, and after he found 8 gold dinaim, they are מייפשני. ליטרו זהב לי בידך, אין לך בידי אלא ליטרו כסף, פוטר, דינא זב יש בידך, אין לך בידי אלא דינא כסף. The Mishnah says if he claimed a litter of gold and he admitted that he owed a litter of silver, then he's exempt. If he claimed a gold dinar and he admitted that he owed a silver dinar, then we say he is obligated. Amar Yaakov bar Avina, v'kadmisa havin amrin dinar zav, putrut, dinar zav, einam putrut. Rabbi Yaakov bar Avina says initially we used to say that one gold dinar, it's putrut, which means it's normal to add the value of smaller coins and say that they are gold dinar. But gold dinarim are not putrut, means if he claims gold dinarim, this does not refer to small coins. Ilama dinari zav, zav yos. The Gemara checks that if he said the value of gold dinarim in gold coins, this would be proper to say that he claims specifically gold. However, a stam claim of gold dinarim can even be of smaller coins. Ashkach Tani Dina Zav Zav Pata. And bring a support that a vice was found that says that if he claimed gold dinarium of gold and the defendant admitted to smaller coins, then he's exempt.
And we come now to the next Mishnah. Kor Tavuli Biyodcha Einecha Biyodi Ela Lesech Kitnis Pata. If Reuven claimed 30 saim of grain and Shimon admitted that he owes 15 saim of legumes, Shimon is exempt. If Reuven claimed 30 saim of peiros, the produce, and Shimon admitted that he owes 15 saim of legumes, Shimon is obligated to pay and swear because legumes are included in peiros and produce. Tarnu chitim v'haidulai b'sa'irim pata. If Reuven claimed wheat and Shimon admitted that he owes barley, Shimon is exempt. Reuven Gamliel, Machayev and Gamliel obligates to pay the barley and swear, even though they are different minim. Hatoyin lechaviroi, v'chdei v'kadi shemen, v'hoidilo v'kankonim, Admon oime hoyo v'hoidim min atana yishava. Admon says that if Reuven claimed barrels of oil and Shimon admitted that he owes empty barrels, Shimon must pay them and swear because he admitted to part of what was claimed. Whereas the Chacham say that his admission is unlike the claim, so he's exempt. Amar Rav Gamliel, Raya Ani Estivi, Admain, Rav Gamliel says, I agree with Admain. Tanu Kalim, Vikalkois, Hoydu Vikalim, Vikalkof Vikalkois, Vikalkois Vikalkof Vikalim, Pater. The Reuben claimed Kalim, utensils, and land, and Shimon admitted to all the land but denied the Kalim, or admitted to all the Kalim but denied the land, he is exempt with an admission to land, cannot obligate an oath, and we don't make a primary oath about land. Hoydu Mixas Vikalkois, Pater. If Shimon admitted to part of the land but denied all the kalim, he is exempt. We don't make a primary oath about land. But mikvah hakalim chayev. If he obligated to part of the kalim but denied all the land, he is obligated about the remaining kalim and also about the land. Shehanechosim shein lemachayev nizkikim esa nechosim shish lemachayev nishavaliyim. Because property without achayev, which is movable objects, when one must swear about them, is zekik, which means it obligates the defendant to swear through Gilgal Shua about property with achrayas, which is land. The Gemara says, we have a gear to change, masnisa b'shatanu chitim v'haidulai b'sa'um, v'lentanu shnei minim v'haidulai b'echam mehem d'v'akol chayev. The Gemara says that our mission discusses when he claimed wheat and the defendant admitted to barley. If he claimed two species and he admitted to one of them, all agree that he's obligated. Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. We should say now, Lo yisayf dava mesnisa b'tanu chitim v'haydu lai b'sayim ela im tanu shnei minim v'haydu lai b'echa mehen divrei chachamim pata. Rabbi Ami, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that our Mishnah is not only when he claimed wheat and he admitted to barley, rather, even if he claimed two species and he admitted to one of them, Chachamim exempt. Amar Rabbi Avoh, Kahador, the Rabbi Ami, should say. Rabbi Avoh taught like Rabbi Ami. My da the Tanina Rav Gamliel Mechayev. The Gemara asked, why did the Mishnah teach that when he claimed wheat and he admitted to barley, Chachamim exempt and Rav Gamliel obligates? It should have taught that he claimed two species and he admitted to one, and even then Chachamim exempt. Barad Yacha Koyach de Rav Gamliel Ad Heichan Mechayev. The answer is it comes to teach that the Koyach of Ramliel, the extremity of his opinion, how far he obligates. And he goes to Vachain, say, Vachia, Bashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Lasevtava, Batain Chetim, Vahidele, Vesa'irim, Ella, Imtanu, Shnei Minim, Vahidele, Vechon Mehen, Divachachamim, Pata. He must suggest, and so said Vachia in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah is not only when he claimed wheat and he admitted to barley, but even if he claimed two species, he admitted to one of them, the Chachamim exempt there as well. Rish Lakish Amar Lo Yehi Dava, he should say, Ela Masnisa, B'Shetan Eichitim V'Haydelei B'Sa'irim, V'Tan Eifnei Minim V'Haydelei V'Echa Mehem, D'V'Akol Chayev. Rish Lakish rejects that, he says this is wrong, rather our Mishnah is when he claimed wheat and he admitted to barley, but if he claimed two species and he admitted to one of them, then all agree that he's obligated. Say Rav Kahador the Rish Lakish. Rav holds like Rish Lakish. Chad Banash Azal by Medon Kame Rav, Dahab Matan Havre Chitin of Sayun Kuthmin, Amalei Rav, Hamten Adji Galgo Alech Kol, the boy of a Sefer to Shava Al Kulam. A man came to be judged in front of Rav. He claimed wheat, barley, and spelt from his colleague. Rav said to the defendant, wait until he is Magalgo, means add all his claims that they demand that you include in your Shura, all that he wants, and in the end, you will swear about everything. This shows it that he holds that if many species are claimed, and he admitted to one, he must swear on the others. Amar Yabo, Kach Meshev Resh Lakish Lev Yochanan Adatich, Tad Amar Tana Shnei Minim, Roid Lev Echam Mehem Divrei Chachamim Pater Ataninan, Tanu, I should say, Kalim, the Karkoi, the Hoydle of the Kalim, the Kaf of the Karkoi, the Karkoi, the Kaf of the Kalim, Potter. The Abo asked that, so Rish Lakish countered to Rabbi Yochanan, you hold that if he claimed two species and he admitted to one of them, a Kalim exempt. Our mission teaches that if he claimed Kalim and land, and he admitted to the land but denied the Kalim, or mitzvah of kelim is neither land, then he is exempt. Kelim v'kelim, if you say potter, kelim v'karkoyis l'kosh again. If you say that if he claimed kelim and another kind of kelim, and he admitted to one kind of them, he's exempt. All the more so for kelim and land. Why did the Mishnah teach them? Well, this shows that one is liable for kelim and kelim. Amalei lezeikakoi leshavua damas nisa shanachosim. You should say she'ein lemachoyes zeikin anachosim she'esh lemachoyes leshavar leim. Yochanan said that also kelim and kelim he is exempt. It talked about kelim and land because our Mishnah teaches that property without achoyes, meaning metaltolin, is zeikik. Property with achoyes requires a shur on property with achoyes means land. Afilu al dureish lokish. Leisi pliga the taninan hatoin lechaveiroi kadishemen v'hoida leibekan kamim. Even what Rish Lakish taught does not argue with what our Mishnah taught, that if he claimed barrels of oil and he admitted that he owes empty barrels, adman obligate the chacham exempt. Ma nan kaimin in b'shatan v'kan kanam v'shemen kol amam oidi shesh hoida me'ataina. What's the case? If he claimed barrels and oil and he admitted to one of them, all agree that the admission is part of the claim. In b'shatan v'kan, and it should say shemen v'hoidu v'kankanim kol amamoydu she'ein hodeh mitana. If he claimed oil and he admitted to barrels, all agree that the admission is not part of the claim. The theory of Yavor b'shem Shmuel b'shetoynoi, it should say kankanei shemen hi masnisa ha'hein milen ha'hein ama v'kanim. The theory of Yavor, quoting Shmuel, said he claimed kankanei shemen jugs of oil in our Mishnah. This opinion, Admon holds that this connotes full barrels, and this opinion means that Chachamim holds that it connotes empty barrels. It should say Nicha Kankanim Velo Shemen Shem Velo Kankanim. You might ask Granta, we could say that Kankanim Shemen connotes barrels and not oil. Can you say it connotes that the oils are not barrels? Chacham said that he claimed only oil. The blood of Shemeret Bibi Avin Mapik Lishna Machatin de Mashach. The Belaza, quoting Rabbi Avin, answered, he says Kankanim to express the quantity of oil. Barrels of oil were a standard known size. We should ask him what he claimed. Bahu the ishtatik was discussed when he became mute, so we can't ask him. Kina masnisa kofa b'miksas karkois. We should say pata b'miksas kelim chayev. Our Mishnah teaches that if he denied some of the land, he's exempt. If he denied some of the kelim, he is obligated.